Hello, it's the 30th of May. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. Upcoming changes to the BBC's funding model will negatively affect news coverage for Bedford and areas in its vicinity. The BBC Cambridge News Desk, which provides reporting for Bedford area, has become the first regional casualty of the broadcaster's restructuring plan. The upheaval has been triggered by the proposed elimination of TV licensing by the end of the decade, which supports the public media system. The recommendations are being advocated by MP for Mid Bedfordshire and the Culture Secretary, Nadine Dorris. Bedford, to the west of Cambridge, and Norwich, to the east, will now merge into one entity, diluting the amount and quality of local news for both regions. Last Friday, EasyJet was forced to cancel 7 flights at London Luton Airport and around 200 flights nationwide due to a computer software issue. The problem was resolved within a few hours. The airline has since apologised to its customers for the disruption. Emma Darker was returning from a holiday in Spain when her partner directed her attention to a man who had collapsed in one of border control lines at London Luton Airport. Miss Darker, who is trained in first aid techniques, responded swiftly. She recognised that chest compressions were needed after not finding a pulse. She used a provided defibrillator to restart the man's heart long enough for the emergency services to arrive. The 27-year-old is encouraging others to attend a course in first aid. The award-winning Chicken George Sports Bar, founded in Luton around 1985, then later expanding to Hitchin, will soon be adding Bedford's Tavistock Street to that list. The chicken wing specialist will take over the former Tavistock Carvery location with plans to open in July. That's all for today. I'll be back tomorrow with your Bedford News updates.